In addition to the delivery of gifts, the sound of bells announced the arrival of Christmas. Chances are many of the bells you hear this holiday season came from one small town, East Hampton, Connecticut, once known as Belltown, USA. A foundry called Bevan Brothers was one of the first companies started there, and today it may be the last in the country. Josephine Holtzman has the story.
In its heyday, you might have called Bevan Brothers the rock star of the bell business. A Bevan bell once started and ended the day at the New York Stock Exchange, sat on the handlebar of the first bicycles, signaled the rounds of famous championship boxing matches, and sank with the American battleship Maine in the Spanish-American War. But maybe the most notable bell is the one from this holiday classic.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Yes, a Bevan bell gave Clarence his wings in It's a Wonderful Life. But today, the booming American bell business has gone quiet, almost. At the end of Bevan Road, one factory is still making sleigh bells for Christmas orders.
Yeah, it just has a wonderful sound to it. It just sounds like production.
Matt Bevan walks through the old factory like a proud parent.
This is a strap of sleigh bells here.
He rings bells and shows off the few massive machines that stamp, weld, and trim the bells that begin as a coil of metal that looks like a huge fruit by the foot. To him, this is hallowed ground.
Six generations of my family have walked across the same floor. I mean, every single Bevan has produced bells in this little corner of Connecticut.
Matt Bevan took over the company 3 years ago when his Uncle Stanley was ready to close the doors after 176 years of Bevan-run business. Matt was already running an investment management firm, but his stable career and bank account allowed him to take on the struggling family business as a labor of love.
Frankly, in an electronic day and age, who really needs a bell? I mean, you can probably replicate the sound of it with your phone, and yet there's something about them, the tangibility of them, the feel, the sound, the clang, that people do like.
Maria Stevens, a Bevan employee for 19 years, assembles bells for a local steam train.
I am actually crimping this together for a big order for Essex train.
Here, output is too low to invest in automation, so most detailed processes are still done by hand. Today, most young residents of East Hampton don't know why a roadside sign reads, "Welcome to Belltown." But Walter Olson, who was born here and worked at Bevan for 53 years, remembers well.
It was a real unique sound when the bells were going. Sound, you just can't duplicate it. It's just something that you lives with you. That's all. It's something you don't forget.
There's something about this bell company and about our employees and about this town that has a certain spirit to it that just doesn't quit. It would be easy to quit. It would be smart to move this if you're looking at just dollars and cents. But this is Belltown, and we should be producing bells in Belltown, as far as I'm concerned, and if we can do anything about that, then that's what we'll do.
Matt Bevan's goal is to make it to 200 years, and with steady Christmas orders, that might just happen. Bevan manufactures all the Salvation Army bells and fills a special order each year for the Jimmy Stewart Museum. Not just any bell can give an angel its wings. For NPR News, I'm Josephine Holtzman.